Because the pupils of Walsingham School were English aristocracy, or part of entrepreneurial money nobility of the United Kingdom. Principal Milburn had sent us a comfortable carriage to the station, which took us to the Walsingham School building complex. This was a veritable copy of similar facilities in England and Scotland. The individual buildings, administration, classrooms and quarters, were scattered in a park with few trees and many lawns, including places for sporting activities. The neo-Gothic style of our age, which we already called Victorian after the Queen, was conscientious but superficial. Holmes was certainly reminded by ambience at his own time at university, although here, of course, everything was smaller by a relevant factor. We were immediately led to the director's office, where a tall, haggard man, shaved with short white hair that matched his slightly advanced age, greeted us and introduced himself as Mr. Mortimer Milburn. "My gentlemen," he said, "thank you for taking the journey from London. I am happy to meet you, but I wish the circumstances would differ." "Well, that's understandable," Holmes said, "but it's usually circumstances of this kind that accompany and justify our arrival." With that, Holmes had made an essential point that sparked my thoughts. In fact,